please introduce yourself to our viewers?
Sure. I lead a team at JACB that works on a number of components of our Enterprise Mashup product. Most notably for this conversation are SharePoint integration and our Azure Cloud integration.
Great. So what does JACB do?
Well, we believe that businesses are having a hard time keeping up today with the rapid rate of change that's going on around them, and that people need to be able to make better decisions faster. And so we have a product that helps people do this, and the way we help people do this is we allow them to consume disparate and heterogeneous information sources rapidly and securely, to bring these together and to publish them out to different information and publishing targets. So to give you an example of what this looks like, if you consider our mashup capability here in the center, and information sources out here on the left, publishing targets on the right, it's really an ecosystem. So what information sources are we able to bring together? Certainly one is Azure. We can bring information from the Azure cloud. This could be OData information. This could be put up on the cloud using the Open Government Data Initiative Toolkit. SharePoint is another information source. Think of a SharePoint list. This could be calendaring information. Any information you might have within SharePoint. Another information source is Excel. So any Excel spreadsheet we could bring in as well. But then we also are able to bring in, you can imagine, Oracle Siebel information, accounts information, Oracle Siebel, Salesforce.com, an RSS feed. So it can be information from inside the firewall as well as external to your firewall. So what publishing targets then are we able, once we're mashing up the information, what publishing targets can we publish to? Well, Azure is one of these. We can publish data feeds back out to Azure. We can also publish to SharePoint. So we can publish native web parts to your SharePoint portal. We can also publish to Excel. We can publish as a Google gadget. We can publish to a Java portal, JSR 168 or WSOP compliant portal. But what's interesting about this model, you can see this ecosystem here, is if you look at the Microsoft products and platforms here, they have a very unique part in this ecosystem. They are both information sources here on the left, Azure data feeds, SharePoint lists, Excel spreadsheets, but they're also publishing targets. We can publish data feeds back out to Azure. We can publish native web part visualizations, charts, grids, gauges back out to SharePoint as a portal, but also publish information back out to Excel. So you're bringing this information in, you're combining it. This mashing up can also be done on the Azure cloud as a platform and publishing out to all these various targets.
So the mashing platform that you have, is it read-only or writable as well?
We have support for both in our platform, and the most important thing is whatever the underlying information sources support. So obviously you can imagine databases will support read and write. Certain web services will have those semantics and others won't, but we basically are able to support whatever the underlying information services and stores are that are part of the mashup.
So you are actually driving insights into any public or private data and allowing enterprises to actually create their insights on that data and then make it actionable as well, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's so many organizations who have internal applications information they use, but they're also very interested in external information. You can think of a publishing house that might want to be able to track sales from internal applications against information going on forums out on the web, or RSS feeds that are out there on the web, or information out on the cloud that they can bring together securely inside and be able to track via either executive dashboards or single purpose widgets that they might use, and these could be for the case I mentioned, it could be for an HR organization, your Salesforce, or what have you. Right.
So you mentioned Azure both on the source side as well as destination side. So how do you see Azure helping JACB as well as your customers to create and deploy mashups?
Yeah, well, an important thing to initially note is that really Azure is built to scale. So it's a scalable architecture. It is a general purpose resource, so it can support both horizontal use cases as well as specific vertical use cases. For us, if you think about the ecosystem, the mashups, the apps you're creating here are enriched by the quality and amount of information you have to mash up. So the fact that there's so much more information now available on Azure and richer data enriches the ultimate mashups that you're able to create with this data, and thus, you know, creating better information for people to make decisions with. Additionally, if you think about the cloud, obviously a huge benefit is the fact that people want to spin up solutions quickly. You can do that without having to necessarily deal with the risks and the costs associated with building out the IT infrastructure, the software, the hardware, the personnel, all that kind of thing.
Give me an example.
One example one might think about is somebody spinning up a mashup application to deal with information around the current Gulf oil spill. A example we recently just showcased jointly with Microsoft at the Gov 2.0 conference was a mashup app built around unemployment data from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. And we were able to pull in information from the Azure cloud, and this was in OData format, and we have visual tooling that supports point-and-click access to that information. We matched that up with REST services from BLS, with information from state and county, tracking unemployment, being able to show that visually, state versus national versus county, as well as matching that up against external information such as Google and RSS, Google and Bing RSS feeds around what was happening in those counties related to unemployment.
And laid over top of maps as well, right?
These were laid over top of maps. We used Esri data overlaid onto Bing and Google Maps. So there's a whole, again, ecosystem of information, both from the visualization standpoint, what is the canvas, you know, we're displaying on, but also the information that we're bringing in. And as part of that demo, we actually showed how we could publish these single-purpose apps and dashboards into a SharePoint environment.
SharePoint, you mentioned SharePoint, right? So are you excited about SharePoint Online and SharePoint 2010? What are you doing with that?
Yeah, we have a lot coming there in the near future, and we're very excited about SharePoint and SharePoint. Both 2007 and 2010 and SharePoint Online, there's a great suite of products there. For SharePoint Online, I mean, for a lot of people, I think this is really, in many ways, potentially their first experience with the cloud is something like SharePoint Online. And we are able to actually enhance the data integration capabilities of SharePoint Online instance using mashups in the cloud. But also, if you look at SharePoint 2010, what we are able to do is, well, let me step back a second and look at the capabilities of SharePoint 2010. One of the key capabilities is composites. If you look at the SharePoint marketing literature, you'll see the pie. One of the key capabilities here is composites. Now, composites is described as a low-code or no-code way to put together applications. And our enterprise mashup product, along with SharePoint, either SharePoint Online or SharePoint 2010, really creates a best-of-breed delivery platform for composites.
Fantastic. And you said the product, the SharePoint 2010 or SharePoint Online product, will be released sometime in July around WPC.
Yes.
I hope we talk more about that around that time.
That'd be terrific.
Well, so thank you very much, Dan, for your time today. And I hope our viewers learn more about JACB and get more information about what you're trying to do here.
Great. Thank you very much.